Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to cover what to do when you have a pool with a lot of heavy leaf debris. I'll give you some tips on servicing a pool like that. And if you're a homeowner or pool service provider and you have a pool with a lot of heavy leaf debris or trees over it, this podcast is definitely for you. This episode of the Pool Guy Podcast Show is brought to you by Jobber. Jobber is your business's command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales, operations, and customer service all in one place. Go check them out at getjobber.com/im/pool to receive 20% off your first 6 months. So when you're first starting out in the pool service business, you can't be very picky about which accounts you take. Later on, you can pick and choose a little bit better. And one of the accounts you're going to get at the very beginning of doing service is a pool that has a lot of trees over it, what we call a heavy debris pool. There's other terminology for it in the industry. We call them dog pools or, other not-so-nice names that we would call these accounts. But you have to take them when you're starting out. You have to take everything you can get, basically. And you may be a homeowner, too, with a lot of green foliage or trees around your house, or even seasonal trees that drop a lot of leaves. I have one account on my route that has a maple tree right over the pool. Unfortunately, it's actually the neighbor's tree, so nothing much can be done about it. And for about 6 weeks, just about all the leaves will fall into the pool. And so that's, one of the problems with the trees also is they may not even be your trees or the property owner's trees. It may be a neighbor's tree, and it's causing a lot of debris to fall in the pool. So there's many circumstances that would cause you to have a pool with trees around it, be it your own trees or a neighbor's trees. So basically, with a pool with heavy debris, there are a lot of things that go with that. And probably the most basic is that the system may not run well all the time because the leaf debris will clog up the skimmer basket pretty rapidly during the week. And in turn, if there's smaller particle leaves, it'll go right through the skimmer basket into the pump, causing a problem with the pump basket also. So the first thing that you would notice with a pool with heavy leaf debris is that the system may not be running well because the skimmer basket will get filled up very rapidly during the week. And this in turn leads to other water quality issues. So if the pool is not running well because the skimmer is clogged up with leaf debris, in turn, what happens is that the chemistry of the pool will suffer since the filter is not flowing at a really good rate. The water chemistry is going to suffer for that reason. It all also suffer because of the leaf debris in the pool. A lot of the leaf debris will eat up the chlorine in the pool or cause the chlorine to be used up. Certain trees are a lot worse than others. For instance, eucalyptus trees pretty much will zero out a pool pretty quickly. And you'll see a lot of organic staining with eucalyptus leaves on the bottom of the pool. When you actually skim up or vacuum up the leaf, you're going to see a brown mark on the surface of the pool. That's perfectly normal in a lot of trees to see organic staining in the pool, especially if the chlorine were to get low. Even with a higher chlorine level, certain leaves will stain the pool surface temporarily until you can bring the chlorine level up to a certain level to remove the organic staining. If it becomes a serious problem where you have leaf staining all over your pool, there are some products you can use. I think Hasa makes a really good product. It's called Hasa Super Stain Out, and this is made specifically to remove organic staining in a pool. It works really well with any kind of leaf staining in the pool. So if you're having a problem with the leaves actually staining the surface, try a quart of the Hasa Super Stain Out. I found it to be highly effective. So the leaf debris will again cause the chlorine level to be used up rapidly in the pool. So what are some ways to combat the leaf debris in a pool? The number one way to combat the leaf debris is to have the trees trimmed. This sounds very basic, but trimming the trees goes a very long way in reducing the leaves falling into the pool. And if you haven't trimmed your trees in years around the pool, once you trim them, you're going to see a very noticeable difference with the debris that falls into the pool. It's definitely very dramatic. So trimming the trees is your first line of defense. There are certain trees like palm trees that have the seed pods during certain times of the year. Here in California, from July through September, October, the palm trees will drop their seeds in the pool, and you can have them trimmed. If you trim them too early, they may reform and cause more droppage into the pool. So you have to kind of time the trimming of the palm tree. But definitely you're going to need to trim the palm trees, because that can get really out of hand with those droppings in the pool. Oak trees are very similar. If you don't trim your oak trees, they're going to get a lot of droppings in the pool. So trimming the trees is your first step, is your first defense. So after the trimming of the trees, there are some things you can do in the pool itself that will help with the leaf debris, and I'll go over that right now. One of my favorite products to use in a pool with heavy leaf debris is called the pool skim. This is a device that uses a return jet that basically creates another external skimmer. It's kind of the weird physics of it, but the return jet will, with a weir on top, will actually pull debris into a bag. And right now they're working on a finer mesh bag for the pool skim. So basically, if you have 1.5-inch threaded return lines, so if you look at your pool, there's eyeball fittings usually in your pool for the return lines. And if they're threaded in to the pool, then you can definitely use the pool skim, because it works best with 1.5-inch threaded lines. You can use the Polaris adapter if you have snub pipes, or if you don't have threaded return lines. It works fairly well, but typically, you know, if you're going to install the pool skim, having 1.5-inch threaded return lines is optimal, because then you can actually plug other lines off to increase the return to the pool skim if necessary. So the pool skim is a great way to really pull the surface debris off the pool before it gets to the actual skimmer and clog it up. And it's pretty amazing. When you put the pool skim on, you're going to find that the debris that falls to the bottom is definitely less, and the surface debris will be pretty much eliminated and taken care of by the pool skim if it's set up correctly. Again, you may need to restrict a few return lines to get enough flow to the pool skim so that it can pull the debris in at the proper pace. I've done a couple videos on the pool skim. One is about the product, and one is about the install of the products. You can pull those up on YouTube. It sells for about $100, $120 or so online. And once you install the pool skim, the surface debris problem in some cases will be completely eliminated or reduced to a point where it's manageable. Again, the 1.5-inch threaded return lines are kind of a necessary requirement to install the pool skim. Although you can install it with stub pipes, it's a little bit more difficult. So I suggest, if you have a lot of heavy leaf debris in your pool and you have 1.5-inch threaded return lines, definitely invest in the pool skim. It's definitely a game changer for the heavy surface debris of your pool, and you'll thank me later for getting the pool skim. You can also invest in a robotic surface skimmer like the Solar Breeze or the Remington Solar. Both would be a great choice for pools with heavy leaf debris. I have several of these on my pool route. One Solar Breeze is running in a pool that has bamboo all on one side of the pool, and every week it's full of leaves, and that really helps the surface debris. The skimmer is actually clear most weeks, so the Solar Breeze is a great way to eliminate the surface debris. I have another Solar Breeze running in the pool where there's about two or three golden retrievers swimming in it every week, and so there's a lot of hair on top that the Solar Breeze picks up. And then, of course, Remington Solar is a newer version of this and a lower-priced version from the Solar Breeze. It works really well also. I put it in the pool with really, really heavy debris, and it leaves the surface pretty much spotless every week. So, you know, investing in one of these solar power skimmers would be a great idea also. I think the only downside, you know, the pool skim is 120 and the solar skimmers are anywhere from $400 to $600. So it's quite an investment. The nice thing about the pool skim is that it's nothing mechanical about it. It doesn't have any parts that are going to wear out, basically. And so once you install it, you're good to go. You may find the pool skim a little unsightly because it sticks out by one of the return lines, but you'll get used to it. I think it's better than having your pool covered in leaves than that. I'm going to pause here for a minute. I mentioned Jarber at the beginning of this podcast. So one of the things, if you run a service business, that could cost you a lot of time and money is going back and forth to the customer over missed appointments or the customer forgetting that you had a scheduled appointment. So Jarber really has this covered for you. The app features on-my-way text messaging. So if you're running late or if you're ahead of schedule, Jarber will automatically send the message to the customer letting them know if you're behind schedule or right on schedule. That way the customer is not going to leave and you'll miss the appointment. The app also allows you to customize automated emails and text messages to remind the customer of the appointment, and you can schedule these messages to go out whenever you want so that the customer is going to be aware that there's an appointment and they get reminded of it. And like everyone else, myself included, I'm always forgetting when I schedule an appointment with a service provider. So Jarber has you covered there, and you're not going to miss an appointment, or the customer is not going to forget there was an appointment, and you're not going to have to go back and forth. So the solar skimmers are definitely another option for you. I wouldn't rule those out. You just got to understand that the price point may not be attractive to most consumers in the market for that type of device. There's also something called the Leaf Bone, and it's a simple adapter. It's mainly made for pools with ladders in them, so in-ground vinyl pools would be the perfect pool for this. And it's a plastic device that maybe cost $10 or so, and you can actually connect a leaf rake to it by a return jet, and the leaf rake will pick up the debris. I have one of these in my in-ground vinyl pool that gets a lot of debris in it, and it keeps it spotless every week. This particular vinyl pool luckily has one return jet in the deep end, and I have the ladder is right there, so I have the leaf bone connected right to that ladder with the leaf rake on there, and it's picking up all the debris. So the Leaf Bone is also a great product. If you have a ladder in your pool, it snaps right on there, and then you would snap a standard leaf rake right onto the Leaf Bone. And you can find these products on my website, the Leaf Bone, and also the link to the pool skim to purchase it. And the website is swimmingpoollearning.com. And I'll pause here for a second. I just want to mention that one of the sponsors of the podcast is Jarber. And Jarber offers on-my-way text messaging. This is a great way for your service to let the customer know when you're on the way to the job. So you would simply create a standard message to remind the customers you're on your way, or if you're running behind, or how long before you arrive. So it's a great way to increase your productivity because you won't have to stop and drop a text message. You'll have one already in the Jarber app that you can just send right out to the customer. There are also some very unique tricks you can do to help clean up the surface debris. One is to get a leaf blower, kind of like what the gardeners use to blow the yards. And you can blow all the leaves to one side of the pool very easily and quickly within a couple minutes. So if you have a leaf blower, you can blow the surface of the pool to the shallow end and then quickly skim all the leaves out that way. I've had a guy in my group connect two industrial fans at an account, and he had another service account next door. He would turn these fans on at this one account. They would blow all the leaves to the shallow end of the pool, and then he would come back after 10 minutes and just scoop them all out. Jack's Magic makes a surface magic. It's a small little container, and you would put these drops, a few drops in your pool, turn everything off, put a few drops in the pool, and the chemical in the Jack's Magic, Surface Magic, will pull all the debris to the side of the pool. So it's also another interesting product that you can use to help get the leaves to one area of the pool. You can also use dish soap. If you spray the surface with some diluted dish soap with water, it could pull a lot of the debris over to the side of the pool to make skimming the pool easier to get the debris off. And since I'm mentioning skimming the pool, I suggest getting a really good leaf rake for your pool. There's several good companies that make leaf rakes. There's Purity Pool. There's a smart company that makes a good Piranha leaf rake. And if you get a high quality leaf rake, you can definitely skim the surface a lot easier. The Purity Pool makes various size leaf rakes. It makes some as wide as 24 inches. They have super leaf rakes that are like 48 inches wide. So that's a great company if you're looking to purchase a leaf rake that's durable and effective in skimming the surface of the pool. Those are definitely great choices for a leaf rake, but I definitely recommend investing in a really high quality leaf rake if you have a pool with very large surface debris. So one thing that happens, of course, when you have a pool with a lot of surface debris or a lot of debris around it is that debris will sink to the bottom over time. So if the skimmer can't get the debris, or if you don't have anything picking up the debris like the pool skim, what's going to happen is that the debris is actually going to get waterlogged and then fall to the bottom of the pool. Now, typically, a suction side cleaner will not be highly effective in a pool with a lot of leaf debris. They'll get clogged up very easily because the opening on the bottom of any of the suction side cleaners on the market is maybe half an inch or a quarter of an inch, maybe the size of a quarter round, sometimes a little bit larger, size of a half dollar. But a pile of leaves will stop a suction side cleaner pretty easily. So what I suggest if you want an automatic cleaner for a pool with a lot of leaf debris, you have a couple of choices. One would be a pressure side cleaner, and this is normally plumbed in when you have the pool constructed. The Polaris 280, 380 are very popular pressure side cleaners. And if you have a pool with a lot of heavy leaf debris, hopefully the builder had plumbed in a pressure side cleaner, and this is fairly effective to get some of the debris off the bottom of the pool. So a pressure cleaner definitely is helpful. If you don't have a separate booster pump plumbed into your pool, you can also use the Polaris 360, which is a return side cleaner. It'll work off of your 1.5-inch threaded return line. Again, like the pool skim, if you have a 1.5-inch threaded return line in your pool, the Polaris 360 will thread right in there. And then you just have to restrict one or two other return jets to get the Polaris 360 moving. And this works just almost as effective or as effectively as a pressure side cleaner with a booster pump. It'll pick up a lot of the debris on the bottom and leave your pool pretty much spotless every week, depending on how much debris actually falls in the pool. So the Polaris 360 is definitely a great choice for a non-pressure cleaner if you don't have the booster pump plumbed in. The Polaris 360 will work really well at getting a lot of the heavy leaf debris off the bottom of the pool. So look into getting one of these cleaners if you do have a pool with heavy leaf debris. And again, hopefully the builder plumbed in a pressure side cleaner for you. And if you're wondering, you can plumb in a pressure cleaner after the fact. It's much more difficult because the pressure cleaner requires its own dedicated return line to generate enough flow for the Polaris 280 to move in the pool. So, you know, it has to be done basically at the construction or if you remodel your pool. So the Polaris 360 is a great option for that. The other option is a robotic pool cleaner. And typically, the openings on robotic pool cleaners are very large. Like, for instance, I'll just pick one. I've filmed a lot of these. The Hayward Tiger Shark has really large debris openings on the bottom. That would be a great choice for a pool with heavy leaf debris. The Polaris 9550 Sport, they also have very large openings on the bottom. Most of the Aquabot cleaners have very large openings on the bottom for leaf debris. So if you do have a lot of debris, the robotic pool cleaner will definitely do a lot better than your suction side cleaners, and it does just as well or even better than a pressure side cleaner. However, the opening on the pressure side cleaner is probably a lot larger in diameter to the robotic pool cleaner. So for instance, the Polaris 280 and the Polaris 360 can pick up golf ball size debris versus a robotic pool cleaner that you really can't pick up debris that large, but it definitely will pick up a larger debris than your suction side cleaner. So it is a really good choice for a cleaner. I think the best investment if you're a homeowner with a pool with heavy leaf debris is a vacuum system, and the major manufacturers sell a standalone version without the cart for you. So PowerVac, Riptide, and the new bottom feeder would be all would be great choices for a vacuum system. So what a vacuum system is, it uses a thrust motor on the bottom, much like a motor that you would find on a boat, a small boat, and there's a propeller or blade on there. And when you plug it into the battery, you would use a battery, kind of like a wheelchair battery type thing, or a marine type battery, if you're looking for a correlation there. And that powers the vacuum system. And with that thrust motor and the large opening on the bottom of the vacuum system, it'll pull in very large leaf debris very rapidly, and you can clean your pool within minutes. That would take you maybe 40 minutes to skim out with the leaf rake. With the vacuum system, you can pretty much get all the debris out of the pool within 10 minutes. So it's a great choice for a homeowner with a lot of heavy leaf debris that's falling in every week. You can buy them online. You can buy them directly at RiptideVac.com. Definitely would recommend that. Now, if you do pool service, I definitely recommend the vacuum system. You can also use what's called a Leaf Master or Leaf Bagger. And this is similar to the vacuum system. You would connect it to a garden hose, and the water pressure would shoot water into the Leaf Master, and then the debris will be pushed up into a debris bag on top, much like the debris bag of a vacuum system. There are a few drawbacks with the Leaf Master or Leaf Baggers. Number one, you're adding water to the pool as you're going. They're not very convenient because you have to have a garden hose with pretty good water pressure. But the price point, of course, of one of these is $50 or $60, and you can definitely get away with using it in a heavy debris pool. I used one before in the past. They work really great. I have a video that I filmed using the Leaf Master. So it's a great option also to get the large debris off the bottom of the pool. If you can't afford to invest in a vacuum system, the Leaf Master works really well. Just be aware that you have to have good water pressure. It's not as convenient to use because you're dragging the garden hose around with you as you're using it, but they're highly effective of removing large debris off the bottom without having to use a leaf rake to skim it. But I'll go back to the vacuum system, and I think PowerVac, Riptide, Hammerhead, they all make great systems. And then I mentioned the bottom feeder. It's a newer system. Not quite as large as the other ones, but just as good. And, you know, all the big systems come with a cart. So if you do pool service, you can have the cart attached to your truck, and you won't have to lift it up, and then you would just wheel it back to your service account, drop the vacuum system in the pool, plug it into the battery, and you can have a pool clean within 10 minutes that normally would take you half an hour or longer. I think the price point of the vacuum system may be the only thing that would discourage you from getting it. The standalone vacuum system with maybe a battery box is around $1,000. And then if you get the cart, you're looking at $1,500 or $1,600 for the system with the cart and with the hitch for your truck. And then you have to buy the battery, which could range from anywhere from $60 to $200, depending on what size battery you choose. So the price point, of course, of the vacuum system is not as affordable as, of course, using a Leaf Master or skimming the bottom of the pool with a leaf rake. However, if you do service and you have one of these, you're going to really increase your productivity out there, and you're going to increase the amount of time, you're going to decrease the amount of time you spend at each pool, which in turn increases the amount of pools you can do in a day. And you can take on accounts that you normally would pass on, accounts with a lot of leaf debris that you would normally not take. With a vacuum system, you could definitely take those pools on and vacuum them out really rapidly with the vacuum system. So I think investing in a vacuum system, if you do pool service, is a must. You definitely need to have one. You don't want to be skimming leaves off the bottom of the pool with a leaf rake when the winds blow. Here in California, we get the Santa Ana winds every season. For 2 or 3 months, you're getting major windstorms and tons of debris blowing in the pool. So the vacuum system is definitely a must. I know in Florida, there's a lot of areas with heavy debris. Texas, the same way. So there's definitely a market for the vacuum system, and it definitely will speed up your day and make cleaning pools with heavy debris a lot easier during the week. And so if you have a pool with heavy debris, I hope you found the tips in this podcast helpful to help you at least make your pool look presentable or not have you struggle with it every week with the debris clogging up your system or all the debris on the bottom of the pool. The things I mentioned in this podcast will really help you keep your pool clean every week with the pools with heavy leaf debris. This podcast is also brought to you by InyoPools.com. InyoPools has been helping pool owners find the right pool parts since 2001. With over 50,000 pool parts in stock, order online today and have the parts delivered right to your door. So if you're a homeowner looking for tips for pool care for your pool, a lot of the items I mentioned here in this podcast you can find on my website. You can find links to the Riptide, Power Vac, Pool Skim, Leaf Bone, also the Leaf Master that I mentioned that connects to the garden hose. All these can be found on my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. Go to the website. You can also get an ebook for $9.99, and I cover a lot of these topics in the ebook also for you. It's a great resource that I have available for the homeowner and for the pool service professional. If you do pool service for a living, you may want to consider joining my coaching program where you can get one-on-one help while you're out there on the route. I can also help you with your business plan and other aspects of the pool business. You can learn more about that at my dedicated website for the coaching, which is poolguycoaching.com. So I hope you found this podcast helpful. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.